It was really, really good, actually. I got told by our head coach that I was matched up for the Cleary's show against Matt Archer. And yeah, we got in there and we took it to him straight away.
It was really good to get in there. You were straight out hard from the bell, weren't you? Straight into the fight.
Yeah, straight into it. Just didn't want to give no room to breathe. And I just wanted to get, like, sharpen my skills and just get stuck straight in there, really.
Yeah, you found your range really early on in it. And within 30 seconds, he was on the floor. Count.
Yeah. He got a count through a few punch combination and it caught him and the ref gave him a standing count and then we continued right until before the end of the first round and then he was retired.
It was literally just about a few seconds left of the round. He had a bloody nose.
Yeah.
And that was it and you won the fight.
Yeah. And that was it. That's exactly how it went. And it's either me or him. That's how it is, isn't it, in this game.
And it was you, which is fantastic. Let's say the first fight for boxing team of the season, which is great getting a win under your belt. And also, first fight since the Southeast Asian Games, where you won the gold. So how are you feeling going into your first fight, having been a few months out of the ring?
It's been good. Like, our head coach, Jason, he brought me back and got me into things and got me straight into the routine. I had, obviously, a bit of leave when I came back and got me back in the routine with training with the team, getting back used to, like, the intensity and like of what we train here on the Army boxing team, and then like made sure that I was ready, and obviously him being my head coach made sure I was ready for that bout, and we just went into it.
Well, it seemed to have worked, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It seemed to work getting that win under your belt. So what's next for you? When are you next out?
I'm not too sure yet. I'm just waiting for the green light for our next bout. I'm just keeping training, keeping on top of my game and developing my craft, and then when that call comes up again from Jace or he gives me the green light that we're going to box again, then I'll be ready.
So we're talking about you into your training zone now. Have you noticed any differences in the training compared with last season? Has it upped the intensity at all?
Yeah. I mean, now we've got the whole programme, haven't we? We've got our strength and conditioning coach, Michael. He's absolutely wicked. We've got our diet nutritionist. We've got, like, other stuff which helps us with, like, our lifestyle coaches, etc. And it's just the whole team in itself is developing, and, like, even the other boxers on the Army boxing team must be noticing the difference, obviously, because some of them have been here from previous seasons to notice the difference that it has changed from then till now.
You're reaping the benefits from it then?
Yeah, definitely. Like, definitely. Coming back from the Philippines, and you really do notice the benefits.
And now you're back in the team. What are your big hopes of the season?
I'd like to eventually nail an English title. I'd like to obviously do the combined services again. Like, my main intent is like nailing that. The ABAs, the rumours of me going to the Asian Games in Indonesia next year for the Philippines. I've got just a few goals. I'm just going to keep going and going and going and keep grinding it out and try just develop my craft as best as I can to be the best boxer that I can be.